The latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. Guess who's got their hands on Voxnest?
iHeartRadio.
Yes, iHeartMedia is to acquire the company. Voxnest will provide dynamic ad serving for iHeartRadio's podcasts and analytics. Voxnest also owns Spreaker, the sixth largest podcast host with 61,000 shows, and Blog Talk Radio with a further 8,300. Terms weren't disclosed. iHeart currently hosts with Megaphone, but has hosted with Spreaker in the past. Podcast host Captivate has unveiled AIMEE, their audio mastering and integration engine, which is now in private beta. The tool offers dynamic content insertion for all podcasters on the platform and also includes a proprietary audio processing tool. I'm an advisor. The finalists have been announced for the 2020 Discover Pods Awards. You have until November the 6th to vote for the winners. This podcast is in the Best News Podcast finalists, but we're up against The Daily, Up First, Pod Save America, and Today Explained, so we're not holding our breath. Silicon Valley could wreck audio journalism, claims an article in Washington Monthly, arguing that we need government regulation to keep podcasting healthy. Do we? James Pennell is to leave the BBC next week, a former Labour MP who was responsible for BBC Sounds, the corporation's audio app. He was publicly sidelined by the new Director General, Tim Davey. He moves to be President and Vice Chancellor at the University of Arts in London. He must have been in a hurry to leave. That job starts in March. Podshape, an Australian podcast publisher, has got one of its shows into a new Spotify Daily Wellness podcast playlist and launched three new shows. The founders of Gotham Podcast Studio have unveiled their own community-focused hosting company. Tandem Podcasting launches with member profiles and a live member chat service. And Spotify's Music with Shows seems to have been possible for some time. Tom Mullen contacts us to point us to two projects he's worked with, A Track by Track with Cranium, an artist at Atlanta, done in February, and Duran Duran Radio's Whoosh with Simon Le Bon and Katie Krasner, now at episode 27. And in the tech stuff this Monday, there's been significant movement in the new podcast index, podcast namespace. The locking, transcript, funding, and chapters data is now all being returned in the API responses, and a lot of support has already been announced. Support from Fireside, for example, which supports publishing of the locking, funding, and transcript tags. Hypercatcher, which is an interactive podcast app unlike any other. It now supports the podcast chapters tag. Podfriend supports the funding tag now. It's in our feed too if you want to see how it works. Blueberry now has a tool to help you submit your podcast to the podcast index. It works for anybody. You don't have to be hosted with them. Adam Curry writes that we shouldn't forget the listeners, asking for testing tools, and a reminder that Dave Jones and Adam Curry's Podcasting 2.0 podcast is not on Apple or Spotify. We link to it though today from our show notes and our newsletter. Castapod is an open source podcast hosting platform that now supports the locking tag, both for import and publish. The service also supports OPorg's RSS user agents list to enhance analytics. You can grab the source and download it today. Is there a better way to attribute platforms and apps than a user agent? We have a proposal for an audio query string. I say we, it's mine. It's probably got a lot of holes in it. I've linked to it today. Feedback is welcome. And if you'd like to do a Spotify show with music but use YouTube instead, then you can do that with a playlist. And it turns out that you can do quite a creditable version using the YouTube JavaScript API, properly mixing and talking over the songs and jingles and all that. We link to that today from our show notes and our newsletter too. And in podcast news, the Mother Jones podcast is hosting their first ever live podcast show tomorrow at 4 o'clock New York time. We link to that today in our show notes and our newsletter. And NRC, a national broadsheet newspaper in the Netherlands, is concerned about the platforms of major tech companies that control the market. It's to move their shows, like NRC Vandaag, their daily news podcast, into their own app, NRC Audio. From January the 1st, the website says certain NRC podcasts will only be available to subscribers. The walls are coming down everywhere, aren't they? And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.